proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you in studio today. And with me, I have a very special guest. In fact, this guest has traveled quite a distance to be with us. This is Brother Ricky Orias. Welcome to the studio, Brother Ricky.
Thank you, Shalom, and it's my honor and privilege to be interviewed in our radio program.
Very good. Well, it is a delight to have you here. And Brother Orias is actually from the Philippines. And so I want to first of all say Mabuhay.
Mabuhay, Pilipinas.
All right. I'm sure we might have some listeners in the Philippines too. So but Brother Orias is ministering with International Board of Jewish Missions, and they're going to the country of Australia and here in the States doing some ministry here. Brother Orias, let's get to know you. Tell us about yourself and tell us, first of all, how you got saved.
I got saved in 1982 when one missionary pastor shared to me about the gospel. And I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior the year 1982. And by 1984, I surrendered my life in a full-time ministry. By 1987, our former pastor commissioned me, and that is my first pastoring in Manila from 1987 to 2001. 15 years I pastored the church, and the Lord impressed me to open a work in Cavite, Philippines. So 2001, when I resigned and I commissioned the second man in the church, and we pioneered the church 2002 with only 7 attendants, my wife, me, and my 5 children. And from that on, 2002, the church was organized 2005 by God's grace. And the year 2009, when Pastor Ed Frampton first came to our country, Philippines, and that we heard about Jewish mission, that we need also to reach out the Jewish people, one of our mandate in Matthew 28:19-20. And from that day, that year 2009, we go to other churches to encourage other Baptist churches in the Philippines to support missionary to the Jew. So with Pastor Mandy Kalinisan and Brother Joe Peter. So from 2009 up to 2013, the churches have multiplied to supporting Jewish mission. From a few churches, now we have now 450 churches who are now praying for the peace of Jerusalem and supporting Jewish mission in the Philippines. And in 2013, the second time around, Pastor Dr. Ed Frampton came over again in the Philippines. Then I surrender my life and my wife for Jewish mission, and the field we choose is Melbourne, Australia. And we apply, and to make the long story short, by 2015, IBJM officially accepted us as a missionary for Jewish mission in Australia. And we came over here in the United States and to attend the 4 days focus. Actually, we experienced long travel from San Francisco, USA to Tennessee. It's a 3 days, 3 nights travel with a Greyhound bus. But that is part of our experience. And by 2016, we visit Melbourne, Australia for our mission survey trip. And also, in the same year, we visit also Israel so that we can see and know the culture of the Jewish people. Now, my burden is to raise and to start work in Melbourne, Australia, and please pray for us because we are praying for $25,000 for our school program. That's the only way that we can enter Australia for permanent visa because the government turned down the religious visa. Thank you, Brother Aaron Broughton, for giving me this privilege.
Okay, well, thank you, Brother Orias. God is doing some amazing things in the Philippines and in the life of Brother Ricky and Sister Joy Orias, and heading to Australia. Pray for them if you'd like to also have them in your church to speak, to represent their ministry. Please feel free to call us here at IBJM and be happy to get you in touch with them. Thank you and have a great day. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.